This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
General Motors confirmed it today. It is going to close plants employing almost 30,000 workers.
The effect on Flint is absolutely devastating.
That is from Michael Moore's 1989 documentary Roger and Me, about the people just getting by in Detroit and Flint, Michigan, as the U.S. auto industry seriously began its decline. Two decades later, Detroit is deeper in disrepair, and that's made it irresistible to certain kinds of artists and photographers from around the world. For the last few years, they've been coming in to document the crumbling architecture and ghost city streets. There's a name for this kind of work, ruin porn. We sent Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra to find out how Detroit is handling this new identity as America's capital of urban ruins.
In Detroit, the city's decay can only be described as overwhelming. Everywhere you look, abandoned buildings litter the skyline.
Detroit has the greatest collection of Depression-era architecture in the United States.
Dan Austin is obsessed with these buildings. He's a copy editor at the Detroit Free Press by day, but at night, he's home at his computer posting all kinds of information and pictures to his website called Buildings of Detroit. The website is now a book called Lost Detroit.
We have people email us all the time from France, and had one a couple days ago from Sweden. It's like, I want to come to Detroit and shoot photos of your architecture. Can you help me? So, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, some people think it's a negative, but on one hand, anything that brings people into the city of Detroit is a plus.
And he says, hands down, the first place everyone wants to visit?
Oh, Michigan Central, beyond, I mean, no question. Undisputed champion of architectural ruin porn.
The Michigan Central train station was built in 1913 by the same guys who designed Grand Central Station in New York. The building is massive. You can see it from the freeway. All the windows busted out, spray paint everywhere, trees growing out from the top of the depot. People sometimes compare it to the Colosseum in Rome. It's a giant ruin in the heart of a city. And almost every day, people are there taking pictures, like the photographer Andrew Moore, who's from New York City.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing I've been doing for a long time.
For his new book, Detroit Disassembled, Moore hit all the ruin porn biggies in the city. Michigan Central, the Packard plant, the city's old technical high school.
I think there is a long sort of artistic tradition of photographing ruin as a way of sort of talking about, you know, man's life. And there's a kind of mortality involved. And just as we look at an old face and see somebody's life, you can look at an old building that's, you know, certainly past its prime and get a sense of history, as you know. And these places are witnesses to history and an important history.
Moore spent 60 days in Detroit photographing the ruins. Urban explorers took him into the notorious Detroit Public Schools book depository, where thousands of books are moldering in piles on the floor. He photographed the crumbling concert venue where Detroit punk rockers the MC5 used to play to crowds of screaming teenagers. You have one picture where you can only see the tip-top of a two-story house. It's just covered in trees and green and moss. I mean, were you expecting to find that?
No, I had a set of expectations. I thought, okay, there's going to be a lot of old, late 19th century mansions that are all tumbled down and boarded up and sloping. But what I didn't expect was to see libraries, churches, hospitals, all kinds of factories, manufacturing center, so forth. Just the variety of things that had fallen. We're kind of falling apart, and in a very dramatic way.
One of the book's most striking images is the Model T headquarters in Highland Park.
There's this extraordinary scene where they're in May, and the entire floor is covered in this bright green carpet of moss. And it has these little ridges in it, almost as like looking at an aerial view of rice paddies in Indonesia. And it's Henry Ford's office from when they built the Model Ts. So it's a powerful image of what was and what's happened to it.
Some Detroit photographers don't really see it that way.
I might not connect to a lot of the photographs that strictly deal with abandonment But that's just because that's not what I think is most interesting about this city.
That's Roman Blankard. I caught up with him and fellow photographer Brian Wittes at a coffee shop in the city. They both agree that pictures of ruins are important, but
most people don't have the right knowledge of history to look at these pictures and know what they mean. So what happens is that people are going to look at these pictures and their senses are going to get excited for just peeking into a situation that is horrible. And I think that's when the photograph becomes ruin porn.
The two photographers got so fed up a couple of years ago with people parachuting in from all over the world to take pictures of the so-called ruins of Detroit, they responded with their own website called Can't Forget the Motor City.
The idea, I think, for us, for the project, and there's this one expression my wife said from the beginning, is that under the carcass lays the soul. And that's what we want to explore, is that soul. What do people do here? How do they live in this city that is bombed out in many ways, that is, for many, looks like a war zone?
Instead of buildings, they focus on people. They capture what it's like to walk through the neighborhoods. You'll see a picture of two Mexican teens sitting on a swing, kissing. Brian Wittes told me about another image of people dancing in an abandoned lot.
It's called John's Carpet House. It's this summer blues jam. It's a really positive thing that happens once every week. A couple hundred people come out and they listen to live music and dance and barbecue.
Andrew Moore, the New York photographer, understands where the two Detroit photographers are coming from.
I think if you live there, you're so jaded in some senses to all this decay, dereliction, things falling apart. It's hard to work from it. It's hard to make art from it. So I think as a tourist, as somebody coming with fresh eyes, I mean, you have the advantage of, you know, both horror and awe of this process and in kind of maybe even an enthusiasm.
And while it might seem like most artists new to town just want a piece of the ruin action before flying back to wherever it was they came from, some, like artist KT Andreski, decide to stay.
I had done some research about what the state of Detroit was in and the art spaces that were already here.
KT left San Francisco for Detroit's east side. It's more than a little rough around the edges there. She hears gunshots regularly. She and some other artists just bought an old cigar factory for $21,000 that they plan to fix up.
Detroit is one of the only places that an artist can come in and own a building with the amount of revenue that they get.
It takes a little while for Andreski's friend, artist Blake Carroll, to unscrew the heavily boarded up door to their new building. But when we finally get inside,
all right, home sweet home.
The place is completely destroyed. Copper pipes have been stolen, electrical wires.
You basically get the outside walls. I mean, we got a good deal on a bunch of bricks, basically. It needs new windows, the floor's all buckled, water's been coming in. The basement was like the public bathhouse. There's mold.
They want to build a wood shop in there, also a ceramic studio, a dance floor, retail and office space, even apartments on the top floor.
The name of this space is the World Headquarters. We are all interested in world domination through the arts.
They just started to apply for grants, so renovations and world domination might have to wait a while. Which is okay. Andreski has more than enough to keep her busy. She's got her day job teaching art and urban gardening to Detroit school kids. Plus, there's all the email she and Carol have to go through.
We're getting contacted weekly saying, I'm thinking of coming to Detroit. And it's like, well, yeah, come here and then we'll talk.
And while they won't hold your hand and show you how to parachute into Detroit to get a piece of the ruin action, if you do decide to stay, they'll probably hand you a power tool and put you to work. For Studio 360, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
You can see some of the images talked about in that piece at studio360.org.